I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministry continues amid coronavirus fears. Last week, the World Health Organization called the coronavirus outbreak a global health emergency. China Partner Ministries Eric Berkland says for Christian pastors in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, gospel work doesn't stop.
They basically encourage their congregations not to fear and to be in the forefront of helping others. That's the gospel, right? I mean, I'm praying, yes, for protection for the Chinese leaders over there, but more importantly, I'm praying that God would use this to draw thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of men and women to Jesus as a result of this fear.
As conditions in Wuhan worsen, pray that believers would be witnesses to the hope of the resurrection. Find more ways to help through China Partner at missionnews.org. And roughly half of U.S. colleges don't have a known Christian presence. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is working to change that with their Every Campus initiative. But bringing Christian community to every college in America begins with prayer. InterVarsity's York Moore says,
we wanted to have a year of prayer and fasting where we were committing ourselves to revival in our country. And so we designated 2019 as the year of prayer for every campus. And our goal was simply to prayer walk on site physically every single one of the 4,948 campuses in America.
As they walk each campus, volunteers pray that the students there would hear the gospel and come to know the Lord. Right now, every campus has prayer walked over 3,000 campuses. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to help keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.